says bring them on. We say bring them home.
Carrying signs with messages like military spending is killing our schools, the demonstrators walked in a circle in front of Senator Herb Kohl's office across the street from the state capitol. 58-year-old Karen Alashkar says she wants the senator to know she's not happy about the cost of the war.
We have children without books, schools without ceilings, people without health insurance, families without food. We're spending $1 billion a week in Iraq alone. That's a crime.
Dennis Coyer carried a sign with an American flag on it reading, "Support the troops, bring them home." He says he served 6 years in the Navy and believes protesting the war is the logical thing for a veteran to do.
I'm highly supportive of our troops. Get those boys back here. Go ask the parents of all the soldiers who died and see what they think of the war. Think if they would rather have their son or daughter back rather than over there fighting.
Some at the protest also urged Senator Kohl to push for an investigation of President Bush's use of questionable intelligence about Iraq's efforts to buy uranium to win congressional support for the war. In response to the protest, Senator Kohl issued a statement saying he supports a U.S. presence in Iraq to help rebuild the country. He says the U.S. has an obligation to work with the international community to provide humanitarian aid to the Iraqi people. A Kohl aide says the senator is getting an increasing amount of mail from constituents worried about how long U.S. forces will be in Iraq and the need for a clear exit policy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.